Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Because I continuously receive ideas for the show and messages from people that say certain people would be interested in this, shortly before the show today, someone sent me one of these. It got me, what do you do? Is it called bunny trailing, Rob, when you just start surfing? Rabbit holing, or is it? I thought it was bunny trailing.
Yeah, I think it's bunny trail.
I always heard rabbit hole.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, all I know is
both
that,
categories on my sites.
Yes.
I was basically
rabbit hole.
Down a bunny trail that concerned, concerned hente, or is it anime?
Oh,
it's
your,
it's that thing.
That's
it's the thing you like,
Mike,
Pony.
Let's talk.
It's the thing you
Mike,
like.
That's not what you bunny trail down.
Can we talk?
Gross.
That's right.
Are you talking about the animations that are supposedly story-based and artwork,
right,
or are you talking about the adult animations?
Meanwhile, it looks like it's a contest to see who can draw bigger eyes and breasts.
This is an adult thing that this person sent me a, it's schoolgirls in bras and panties that turn into robots and chase things.
Oh, they chase them.
It's a real cartoon. It's a real cartoon.
Well, that's the first thing I got. And then I got into it, and you've always got, you have a Japanese announcer that says something like, and then every single voice of every single female character, it's going to be hard for me. I'm an old 58-year-old.
Oh, right, right.
It's going to be very hard for me to duplicate this, but every single female voice, this is the sound that comes out of these characters. It's always like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is
high register.
You know, I'd love to hear Pony do the voice of a female anime character.
It is Pony. It is
you're a fan.
It's interesting. I'm going to say this, and I hope that the listening audience does not think me a perv. But I'm going to say, Pony, I understand.
Oh, gross.
Oh, no.
I understand.
My God.
Now, hold on, Oscar. The crap that you look at, if we put that on a screen, you may seriously be
rabbit
police officer
the,
at the door.
That's the difference, Mike. I erase my history, A. B,
yes.
You should know that I own the pervert I am. You are a 58-year-old man with a child and wife.
No. I'm simply saying
you're better than this.
And Mike, really, what it boils down to, it's a cartoon.
I'm looking at it, and I said, the only thing I'm trying to say is that I get the connection of the animation being, you know, a source of, you know,
stimuli.
But I mean,
it's a subset of society that really, if we found an island, it's okay if they were put on it.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't, I don't know. Let me just say, but
no internet connection.
It's pretty twisted stuff. It's pretty.
And what about the tentacles?
Stuff.
Well, I mean, there's going to be weird stuff in every type of anything.
When I see a Transformers movie, I don't think anything sexual.
That's true.
Nor do
34.
I. But this, for example, I will show you the clip.
The
same. Gentleman, I will not play it because this is not the forum for that on this family
no,
show.
No, no.
But
Thundercats,
I will tell you that
never made it. Well, you know,
He-Man,
that female Thundercat.
She-Ra.
Excuse me. May I continue, please?
Mm-hmm.
The clip that was sent to me was a girl in a field wearing a hat, and a strong wind comes up, and she loses her hat and makes that sound,
oh, no.
Which goes.
And
so the hat. The hat, and then another girl,
yes,
comes flying and comes running in, and she launches herself into the sky, and as she is reaching for the hat, her hand turns into a robot hand.
Oh, yes.
And then her boobs turn into like the engines on a jet plane, and she's a transformer, and she turns into a military-style jet. And she hooks the hat on the wing of the plane, but she flies away. She doesn't bring
when
the
you
hat
watched
back
this,
the
Mike,
lady.
Did anything on you?
And they're both going,
while you were watching this, out of the way. Did anything on you transform?
No, stop it. See, that's
yeah,
where
Rob,
you
that's
get
where
see,
you lose.
That's where he
this is a
gets,
family show.
That's where
yeah,
he
get
gets into that,
yeah.
that whole thing.
What transform, Mike?
We're watching yeah. that show.
He doesn't do it well. He
no,
never does it well.
Awkward.
It's so
no,
gross.
Hand-handed.
Add it to the list.
It's so gross. You're so gross when you go down that road.
You're better than anime, Mike. You're better.
You are. You are.
But I'm saying a guy said, Pony Mike like this. He
said it to you, though.
So when you're watching your anime, do you what? Do a lot is your most of your anime? Are you diving into it right
I'm
now?
I'm trying to figure out what you're talking about. No, it's,
they
he,
transform.
He just painted such a beautiful picture for him. He's like, I gotta find it.
They
I gotta
transform
find the cartoon.
Into like they're transformers, but they're little
sexy
girls.
Sexy transformers.
They're not little girls. They're like you
grown
know,
ups.
19, 21 year old
Mike,
girls.
Mike, you're just yeah, digging yeah. this hole. I don't know how this is gonna be any better.
I'm telling you what I watched.
Oh, this is this.
Don't you have
me.
Daughters that age? You should
yes,
be ashamed of yourself.
But the fact is that they said, I didn't ask for the guy to send it to me, Oscar.
Mike, I think the one you're looking for, Pony, it's called Transformers Barely Legal.
No. You know what?
Transformers so, Gone Wild.
My question is, of all this stuff you watch, how much of this is like this kind of stuff?
None of it.
What do you mean none of it?
None of it?
It's all
what are the plot
that?
Lines of the animations you watch?
They're certainly not turning into robots.
See,
but there's underlying
specific.
Sexuality.
This is how,
oh,
hold
of course.
On. Let me communicate because I know this is when I know how Pony communicates. He's going to take the literal interpretations of these questions to avoid answering the significant question.
Absolutely.
Okay. My question to you is this animation, is most of the stuff you watch loaded with this sexual content?
Some of it, not all of it.
What was the movie we saw?
We saw Your Name.
And that Your Name movie, remember, had a lot of underlying sexual symbolism that troubled
me. Nothing.
Yeah, there was a guy kept touching his own breast because he turned into a woman, and I will recall this because I found it so upsetting.
Mm-hmm.
The scene where the girl chewed the rice and let it... There she is.
That's traditional.
That's North Korean, Mike.
That is traditional.
It's nothing to do with
no,
this.
I think that is the same.
No, they're not the same.
North Dakota,
well,
South
I think
Dakota.
I think it's a little pervy.
Yeah.
And, I think it's a lot of that. Pervy.
There's a lot
and
of
it's,
that.
And there's a lot of it out there, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But
so when you go to one of your Comic-Cons where you've got these people kind of dressing up.
That's different, Mike. That's different.
It is?
That's cosplay.
Yeah.
Okay,
cosplay.
It's okay if cosplay. You're into cosplay because.
Yeah, I'm going to put this in your drink.
There are adult women dressed up as superheroes. Who's not into
the
that?
Anime? All right, the anime thing. What? Tell me in one paragraph. What about the? What is the anime? What is the anime consumer like?
Oh, the anime consumer.
Shut-ins?
There's well, some of them. It depends. There are different levels of what you would call an otaku, which is a
they don't get
fan.
Skin cancer.
This is true. But I mean, there are people that are really, really, really into it, just like anything else where you have nerds that are just over the top. But then,
like
you
a
have
press
more
conference,
casual people.
This is. The, he's yeah, just yeah, that yeah. answer had no information.
Yeah, nothing.
Sometimes things go up or down, yeah. or if they're not standing still, then
Clara
they'll continue
Huckabee
to move.
Sanders or whatever that lady's name is. Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Yeah. Yeah. Huckapony.
By the way, guilty.
Oh, guilty. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you this, Mike.
Yes.
When did you stop looking?
I probably logged a total. My total outlay of time was no more than 10 minutes.
Ah, that's not bad.
If you were watching the girl catch the
2 hours went
catch
by.
The hat with the robot hand.
Happy bee, and no more.
And Carla had come in the room. Would you have slammed down your laptop lid, or would you
yes.
have said, "Come look at this"?
No, I would have. I
that's an arbiter.
I didn't go so far as to want to delete a history, but it was. It was definitely kind of weird.
At least guys that say they're into graphic novels, I know they're comic books,
yeah.
but they say graphic novels. I'm like, there's that is a mass appeal at this point, right? That is just that's what it is. I don't think anime in that level of sexuality is mass appeal at this point.
Ashley, you're tentatively raising your hand, and just give it a good wave if you want to be called on. That's the best way.
There
she is.
Big wave.
Ladies
He's
and gentlemen,
see
one of our favorite, interns, and probably, in my estimation, the gutsiest intern. We've
oh, yeah.
Let's welcome Ashley. What can we do? You have some
what
insights
can we do
to
for
offer?
You?
Yes. Welcome to the show.
It's like I'm doing a phone scan.
I just don't think we could demonize anime for being so sexual, because I got three words for you. Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's different though.
It's not.
It is.
Khaleesi has dragons and
it's live people.
There's a moral code that they shame
but
people
I don't need
with.
To see
like
that
it's
many
a
men.
Whole different world in Game of Thrones. You can't compare the two. One is live action.
No,
the other
no.
One is
hold on. I
animation.
Think she can compare the two because it's fantasy role playing. And it's just, but it, there's
the
no
drawings.
Connection.
The drawings is what creeps me out.
Why?
Because
the drawings on, because the big eyes and the lack of
well,
nose.
The idea,
lack of nose.
No, the
they
idea,
don't have nose.
True. You're this right. I had never
the
thought of idea. That.
Am I right about that? They have big eyes and no nose.
I'll say 90% of them do not have noses.
Like someone, damn. Some pervert had to freehand a cell of, or digital drawing of this skirt blowing up on a young Asian chick.
Mm-hmm.
That,
right.
That it just it creeps me out thinking that someone's like, oh, the wind's gonna blow this way.
That's
and her
the
boobs
same
are gonna
feeling.
Turn into robots.
That's the same feeling I had when I went and saw that motion picture.
Yeah,
it there just seemed like weird.
Game of Thrones. Creepy, right? You've got somebody that essentially is putting on a costume and walking around. It doesn't seem that pervy.
And also, it's inclusive. They have men of all sizes.
Yes.
Naked.
No, yeah. Not naked necessarily. Well, they've hired Peter Dinklage.
I think what you have with the Game of Thrones is you have the same type of stuff. You have these warriors and you have battles and stuff peppered with the you know, Khaleesi naked walking out of the fire.
Right.
The Queen of Dragons.
Yeah. Now, take that same premise and you tell me that, hey, Pony, I got into that old kingdom, really the graphic novel Game of Thrones, and that girl in the dragon, she's really hot the way they draw her naked. Like that, you wouldn't be evil. You know, I feel weird even having that conversation with myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's strange. It's strange. But once again, I know you own your inner perv, but yes. Everybody's got their thing.
Mm.
You know, Rob, we never really delve into what
oh,
you...
Oh, I don't want to know.
Well, you know, here's what I'd like.
Yes.
Bonus show.
When I ask you this question,
yes.
I'd like you just to tell me in general terms without getting mm-hmm. graphic, which
right.
you love to do. Don't get graphic.
Of course
just
not.
Tell me, is there anything you like to look at?
Yes.
Like in the animation fantasy world or anything?
Oh,
like
not
that.
In animation. No, I like stuff that's real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The real
that's
deal.
All I need. Thank yeah. you. There won't be any further
deal.
Questions.
Yeah,
that's
and
all
it, Mike,
need.
It all okay. involves food.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Alton Brown.
Real
making
food,
deviled eggs.
Not cartoon food.
That's right. Alton Brown making deviled eggs. That's his point. Thank you. Well, we don't have time for the mailbag. We'll
no.
do it next. We'll do it live. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Yeah. We're not really open, is the thing.
That's okay. We're not really customers.
Okay.
Rye Gerhardt.
Is that your name, or? I mean, geez, I met the guy, of course, once or twice. Did you need a character reference, or?
That's good. I like that. A character reference. How about you just tell us where he is? Kids today love to talk on the phone, but I'm a big believer in correspondence, friendly or otherwise. If you've got a complaint, it's my motto, put it in writing. For instance, last week I bought one of those new automatic coffee makers, Sears. And the thing is, pardon my French, a real piece of shit. So what do? Here, General Electric. Coffee maker that I bought at Sears makes a noise when it's brewing. It sounds like a fat man having a heart attack.
Stop!
And it forces me to ask the question, is this why our once great nation is going down the crapper?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
Boy!
And now, from his easy chair,
Boy!
Here's Mike.
May you, would you please enlighten me as to the source of that audio that we just heard?
I defer to Pony. It was a Pony pick to click, and I found it very intriguing somehow. I just liked it.
Yeah, that's Mike Mulligan from Fargo Season 2. He gives Billy Bob a run for his money, no doubt.
Fargo season two?
Yeah.
On Hulu. Okay. You know, I've got them all stored up. I might have to look in. We are live from the Fight for Studios in our nation's capital. This is The Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the now.
Now.
We are on the air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Let me move my little mouth here so I can see.
Sweet.
There you go. Well, I'm not in. So if you call us, I'm not going to hear you. Anyway, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Brought to you today by Harry's. I love Harry's. As a matter of fact, today up here, it is Harry's order day. Got to
really?
Get me some new Harry's razors, and I have to get myself some new shave cream.
Look
and,
at this dome. I shaved it this morning.
Oh, you do look great. Ooh,
beautiful, right?
Oh, look at his smooth dome. Rob shaves with his Harry's razor.
Mm-hmm.
They're so confident at Harry's that you're going to love the blades. They're going to give you their trial shave set for free when you sign up at harrys.com/TMOS. Just pay for shipping. By the way, I have to mention this. When you're talking about Big Razor, have you seen now Big Razor getting online talking about order blades?
Of course. You know, they're followers. They're not leaders like Harry's.
They're still the same ridiculously expensive blades.
Of course.
Harry's has been doing it the right way. All about a great shave at a fair price, which is why over 3 million guys have switched to Harry's. True story. Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's because they wanted to fix shaving. So they bought their own German factory with over 100 years of blade making experience and backed all their products with a 100% guarantee. Harry's offers their blades at half the price of the leading five-blade razor by selling directly to you over the internet. Do not be fooled by Big Razor trying to get their little grubbers in this, because the fact is they're not giving you the same deal that Harry's is going to give you. Claim your free trial offer from Harry's right now, a $13 value for free. When you sign up, just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes a weighted ergonomic razor handle, a 5 precision engineered blade cartridge with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. To get your free trial set, go to harrys.com/TMOS. Don't forget our code right now. That's harrys.com/TMOS, and we thank you. And
yay,
without further
Harry.
Ado, we were flapping our gums about anime because somebody sent me something and I read it, and now it's really not about us
and
what we watch and what we enjoy seeing on the little screens.
Our proclivities.
Privacy of our living room or our kitchen.
When our wife is elsewhere.
That's okay. He wants to tell us everything he does.
You could not have gotten it more wrong. Yes, you said that if Carla had come in the room, you would have slammed your computer down. So that was a
embarrassed that I was looking at that.
I understand.
I was really not doing. All right,
oh, I know.
Can you play that job? I'm going to put a no sex discussion rule on you.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I know you are. It's all about you.
Sex.
You.
It's all about you. Procreation.
Kinks. Harvard. It's
all about you. Making love. I love love.
Okay. Dear God. He's picking up where he left off yesterday, isn't he? Okay. I'm not even going to mention her name.
I hope she doesn't come by.
Okay. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Ponyboy, my son Jason Jackson turned 19 yesterday. He graduated from high school last month. While he was there, he attended a tech school for part of the year and got a diploma in it, networking. Is that the kind of thing Julia's doing?
No, it's IT networking, like what Pony
IT
does.
IT networking, yes. That's right. He told me he would love to do an internship with you guys someday because it sounds like you're having so much fun.
Your internship, though.
I was hoping each of you could give him some advice for going out into the real world. Thanks for all you do and for all the laughter you have brought us. Sincerely, Brian Jackson. P.S. Oscar, Jason loves to play Overwatch and has been trying to find you online. God bless all of you.
Yes, Oscar Santana, number 1777.
Very, wow. That's
my gamer
tag. Could it be any more obvious than that?
No.
My advice going out in the world, eyes open, look straight ahead, keep your head up.
Nice.
Because if you're looking at the shoes, if you're looking down, you're going to get knocked over. There's my advice to him.
My advice to him is no matter how many times people try to stifle you and quiet you, continue to talk about sex.
Here.
Moving right. Pony.
I have
anything?
Some.
Oscar, yes. Pony.
Look, man. Just because people say you look great without a tan doesn't mean they're telling you the truth.
Yeah.
Network guys, a lot of time inside with no sun whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get the vitamin D.
You got to get that vitamin D any way you can.
I agree with you on that one. I think being outside is the best thing in
the
world.
Get out there and live your life without the internet once in a while.
Oh, try harder because it's just going to get harder from here.
Oh, Pony.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
Go get them, class of 2017.
Thank you.
Pony. Get harder.
Dear mailbag. By the way, it says, dear mailbag, M-A-L-E-B-A-G-G. Happy 34th birthday wishes Monday, July 17th to TMOS executive producer Matt Ponyboy Bloom.
Boo.
Pleased to ask Pony to his express birthday wishes to himself in the voice of Larry King. Warm regards from Dirk Vastrick. So, Pony, is there anything that's on your list? Is there anything you're sending a birthday wish to your special lady Glenda for your birthday? Is there anything you want?
Well, Larry, I was wondering if you could get me a shiny new anime tentacle.
I supposed to do
no,
Larry?
No, Pony,
his birthday,
Pony
right?
was supposed to do
what
Larry.
What is your birthday?
I'm sorry. I didn't know it was Pony that was supposed to do.
That's fine.
Hey, you want to do Dueling Larrys?
Okay. Dueling Larry.
Oh, for that, I stopped the music.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
I like ponies better. I like ponies better. Okay. Let me do it again. I'm reading this again.
All right.
Happy 34th birthday wishes Monday, July 17th, the TMOS executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom. Pleased to ask Pony to express his birthday wishes to himself in the voice of Larry King. Warm regards, Dirk Bastrick. I messed it up, Dirk. Take it away, Pony.
Happy birthday to me. I hope I get a shiny new anime tentacle this birthday.
There
pretty
it
good,
is.
Pretty good.
There
it is. Use the same joke
pretty
twice,
good,
but good present
pretty good.
Here.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Hi, Aunt Regina. How's the beef?
Pretty good.
I forgot it was beef.
How is it? How's the roast?
Pretty good.
How about you, Uncle Bill Sheehan? Here's a two-part letter, part one.
Okay.
Hi, guys. My husband Josh turns 38 this week, and since his favorite thing in the entire world is your show, I'm not joking, the best present I can give him is a birthday shout-out from you. You guys add a lot of joy and laughter to our home, like the time Josh told me about Oscar ripping all the radiators out of his house. We laughed a lot over that one.
Sure.
Josh's love of TMOS has been a plus for our marriage in other ways, too, like when Josh bought a Harry shaving kit and I discovered how good the post-shaving balm smells. Seriously, men, get yourself some. They do things with aromatics at Harry's that are just special.
They do. They really do.
Anyway, I love Josh, and he loves you, so thank you. Happy birthday to the young man with an old man's beard from his box wife, Beth White.
Oh, that's sweet.
Beth White, any relation to Bob White? Bob White. Now, here's Anime Pony to sing for you. Tentacle, tentacle. Anyway, a two-part letter, part two. Hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and yada, yada, yada. Please wish my only daughter, Astrid White, a wonderful fifth birthday. It's tomorrow. Hi, Astrid.
Happy birthday.
Astrid, love you. Woo! Hi, Astrid. Hope you're doing well. She is a sweet and loving little girl full of sugar, spice, and everything nice. Love you long time. Josh White. P.S. My birthday is today. He's referring to the other letter. If my C wife doesn't send a birthday request for me this year, can Harry Morgan please call her names? No, she sent it, so I'm going to call you a name, you ungrateful putz.
Wow. You know what? That shows a marriage with much communication, doesn't it?
Yeah, they
when spouses
they live in the
both
same
write
state
to the
and
same
and they cover place. Each
Jesus.
Other.
Yeah. Wow. And very nice of the woman not to mention the daughter. Jesus.
Yes, Astrid. Baby Astrid.
Baby
5
Astrid.
Years old.
Very sweet.
Moving right along, Owen Jackman here. My birthday is tomorrow, and I'm enjoying the first year of my It Hurts to Get Out of Bed 50s. God, tell me about it. As the saying goes, if I wake up and nothing hurts, then I'm probably dead. I teach special needs students for a living, so I'm enjoying the summer break. Best thing about being a teacher.
Yeah.
I would love a birthday greeting from Jack Cassidy. I have a picture of him up in my classroom.
Weird.
With some Cole Porter music in the background, if you have read Shirley Jones' bio, you know exactly what that reference means, and I haven't. Have you read Shirley Jones' bio?
I actually remember this. What happened?
Do you know what the Cole Porter means?
Yeah, Jack Cassidy had an affair with Cole Porter before he married Shirley Jones.
Really? Do you, well, let's spin the... this is our friend Lev Nedkov.
Yeah. No, this is Owen.
This is Owen. Lev's right. The next letter. Okay. Right. Let's spin it for Owen. Cigarette holder. Cigarette holder. Cigarette holder.
Hey.
There we go. Here he comes.
Hi there, Owen. Yesterday, Cole Porter treated me with gentleness and care, taught me the ways of love and the ways of music. Jack Cassidy! Yes, Owen Jackman, I hope you have a marvelous, marvelous birthday. Remember, go out with friends, enjoy some highline whiskey, and then put a cigarette, a thin one preferably, in the end of a cigarette lighter holder. I'm sorry, holder, not lighter. I don't know what I'm saying. Thank you. Jack Cassidy.
Mike, we had...
Sorry, low pressure system
we had,
today.
Somebody, I don't even remember who it was, asked who Jack Cassidy was.
Right. Yeah.
And I said, it's a cautionary... He's a poster boy for a cautionary tale about smoking in bed.
Or smoking in an easy chair, perhaps a recliner. As the ash gets longer longer.
He died in a lazy boy, right?
He did, and also every time he committed a crime, Columbo figured it out. Every single time.
That's right, Columbo. Oh, I'm so... What a day. What a day. A week of partying, and I drifted off to sleep with the cigarette lit. Woe is me. Get taxi.
Snooze City, baby.
Hi, guys. I was wondering... this is the Lev letter. Hi, guys. I was wondering about the intro that was played on the last bonus show. I have heard it in a song, but don't know the movie. My second question is for... Well, can you answer that?
Yes, I can. It was from Patachievsky's movie Network. He's referring to this scene.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
If you've never seen Network, it probably rings a little truer now than it did when it came out. It's a great
movie.
And
the actor, I always get him confused with Albert Finney. It's not Albert Finney.
Oh, what is his name? He died...
Talk into the mic, please.
I'm purposely off mic, Oscar.
Okay. No, sounds really
I'll have
bad.
It for you in a second. He died before his Oscar was awarded to him for that.
Albert Finney is Big
Albert
Fish.
Brooks.
Not Albert Brooks.
Oh.
It's another Albert, I think.
Albert Hainsworth.
I think you're right. Give me a second. I will come up with it. I'm sorry.
Network. He started Network. My second question is for Pony. Where does the name Pony Boy come from? I have a lot of graphic ideas, but I'm sure they're wrong. I believe it comes from the Big O and Duke show, correct?
Pony's a brony. He's a man that's into My Little Pony.
Okay, so the reality is many years ago.
And the ponies don't have any noses.
Yes, they have no noses. Back when I interned for Big O and Dukes, during my interview, I had just gotten off of work at the bike shop, and I was sweaty, and my
long
hair was slick.
Long and greasy.
Long, slick back hair, and Chad called me Pony Boy, and I heard it the next day when I was driving to school.
Best
and I
nickname
said, God
ever.
Damn it, this is going to be the rest of my life.
Big Shooter gets all my love for that one. That's a great one.
Peter looked like he was...
I didn't know it came from him just looking at you and laying
well,
one
that's
eye
how it
on
is. Yeah.
Off the set of awesome. The Outsiders. Like, really? Yeah.
Mike, Peter Finch.
That's a great nickname. What?
Peter Finch.
Not Albert anything. No, I was wrong.
There you go.
Peter Finch. While I'm at it, how is your... this is from Lev. How's your hip doing, Mike? Is it slowly getting better? I hope so. At the bottom line with my hip, this is a true assessment of where I am right now. My right hip that was just operated on in May is making gangbuster progress. My left hip... lifting it and the muscles are extraordinarily weak and the entire leg is weaker than I would like it to be. And I think it has something to do with all that blood clotting stuff that I went through. So I'm not sure, but I'm not as happy as I should be. And I'm probably calling the guy up here to get me, further along.
I want to be
Dr. Wimpy.
I want to get further along. The PT I'm doing and the walking I'm doing is fine, but I want to take it to
Mike,
a whole nother level.
I think you and I are the same in the way that we
absolutely.
Need people to yell at us to work out.
Yeah,
like, I go to the gym, I stare at 10 pieces of equipment, and I maybe do 50% of the workout I should.
Speaking of gym, I think that I may be in the moving weight stage of this now to do that. I think, I need somebody.
Kettlebells,
I'm more concerned with...
Great Christmas song.
Like, for example, how much weight I can move and how deep I can squat to do my squats to get my legs in better shape. But the progress I'm making is literally every day. Every day I'm getting
every day in every way you're better. I can do half squats in which I go down.
What about little Michael? Can't you pick him up and hold him close to your chest and then up and down, up and down, up and down?
Depends on how much Mount Gay Rum and Diet Pepsi I've had the night before.
Oh, Pepsi!
Thank you for
that's
the great
the
shows. I'll hang up now and listen. Best regards, Lev Nedkov, your personal Dutch Muppet. All right, Lev.
I don't know what that means, but also I think it could also be said Dutch Muppet. Dutch Muppet.
Lev, from me to you. Be careful. Anyway, moving right along. Yeah, hello, lightly. Gentlemen.
He's on thin ice. Husband,
well, I think, he does, don't you think, Lev, Rob, maybe occasionally needs to be? So we got our eyes on
him. Remind him. He just got a haircut. He looks very nice. Don't cause trouble.
Hello, gentlemen. My husband, Taylor, has been a fan of your radio legacy since the early days at WJFK. Traditionally, he doesn't allow a celebration of his birthday, which was on July 10th, but I know he would be stoked if you guys gave him a birthday shout-out. He never misses a show, and since I totally dropped the ball on ordering his bonus package this year, I hope you rectified that situation.
Fix it!
It would mean a lot if you could acknowledge him on the air. He's not quite out of his douchebag 30s, but I want him to know he's still Trey Box. Thanks so much for the laughs. We can't wait for NOLA. Allison Jenkins. There you go.
Oh, that's sweet.
Buy that Taylor, bonus package.
Taylor, why the non-celebration of birthdays? Come on, man. Have fun. It's one of life's moments, okay? We don't have many. We all slay the dragon. There's a lot of toil. Enjoy your life and celebrate your birthday. It's
if
a
your
triumph.
Name, if your name was Taylor, would you want it sung about? Would you want it written on a cake?
Hey, it's a great wine.
It is.
Anyway, good morning, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and assorted interns. This Sunday is my birthday, and I was hoping to receive birthday wishes from my favorite guys. I can't tell you how much I've spent or how many orders I've placed on Amazon and always through the TMOS website. My husband is pretty sure I'm going to bankrupt us. Thanks for all the laughs over the years. Enjoy the rest of your summer. Amy Pryor. Yay! Amy, happy birthday. Woo! That's a sweet letter. I like that a lot. Hi, guys. The next one says, my husband is a huge fan of your show, and I've been listening ever since he and I met. Even our three-year-old son also listens. I am with child, and I am sure our newest addition will eventually come to enjoy the show as well. Nice. I'd like to ask for a birthday shout-out to my husband, as I know it would make his day. He will be 28 next Wednesday, and Justin Darling is his name. Justin Darling! Darling's a big name up here. Darling's got a big car dealership up here in Ellsworth,
really?
Maine.
Don't confuse them with the hillbilly family on Andy Griffith, the Darling family.
Oh, one of the greatest names down in South Florida. Here's another connection on Sanibel Island, one of the barrier islands, one of the most beautiful barrier islands off the coast of the great state of Florida. There is the Ding Darling Preserve.
Ding Darling.
That's the guy's name. Ding Darling. Man.
1950s disc jockey. Ding Darling.
That is a rough name to work with.
Hey, you want to get that? Butter some toast with that. Justin Darling is his name. I appreciate your time and show, and especially the laughs it's brought to our home. Keep it up. Crystal Darling.
Yeah.
And the Darling family.
Thank
They're
you,
all just Darling. Christa.
You know who could call them? It's J.J. Ross.
Hey, darling. Mike Beach.
Oh, that's better. I'm sorry.
It's Mike Beach, not J.J. J.R. Russ was talking about his gonorrhea.
That's right.
Hey, I got the clap. Congratulations. Have a great day. Nighttime DJ. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and various interns. Hi, guys. On Saturday, my husband, Frank Allgood. It's all good. It's all good.
Oh, what a great last name.
That is a good DJ.
Frank Allgood turns 40, since we live about 45 minutes from Frank Underwood's hometown of Gaffney, South Carolina. Could President Underwood offer any advice for my husband, Frank, as he enters his fall-apart 40s? Sincerely, did you write this for him, or did she write it?
I wrote it.
That's great.
That's, really
that's
sweet.
So nice. Rob wrote you some.
He's the nicest guy in the world. It's all good.
This is from Janine Allgood.
Do we spend for this?
No, because you wrote it. Yeah. I want to spotlight.
All right, it's on demand.
Rob wrote you some Frank Underwood, so we can just have Frank come in. Who am I talking to? Frank Allgood, as opposed to Frank Underwood.
Right.
Let me just say, a 40th birthday is like a snowblower in a smokehouse. Once the ham hits the chute, you better adjust your intake or the pig's going to run like duck with a June bug. Let me say that again. I got to get that right. A 40th birthday is like a snowblower in a smokehouse. Once the ham hits the chute, you better adjust your intake or the pig's going to run like a duck with a June bug. All chard and no lard. All torque and no pork. All gloss and no sauce. And you best be sure that you keep the coleslaw colder than an East German trellis.
Wait, what?
Hold on. And you best be sure that you keep the coleslaw colder than an East German trellis covered with frozen peas. Thank you. Enjoy your birthday there, Mr. Allgood.
That is phenomenal.
Yeah, nice, good lady there. Today, ladies and gentlemen, on the mailbag, we close with a poem.
Oh, my goodness.
By Fernando Navarrete, entitled Oscar, Oscar.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
A love letter.
Let's see.
Kind of.
Oh, not
here we
all.
Go, ladies and gentlemen. This is Oscar, Oscar by Fernando Navarrete. Or Navarrete.
I think it's Navarrete because I Navarrete. Have in-laws, Navarrete.
I'm still bracing myself.
All right, just here we are. Steady yourself, young man.
Here goes. Oscar F. Santana, saucer-eyed when hammered. He may misspeak, he may circle back, then stammer. The more he drinks, the more he acts in an ambiguous manner. The Bolivian bloviator, big-time flirt. Got an MBA, Todd Moore b***er alert. Oscar, Oscar, much chagrin to his father. The only besides Yoli who isn't a doctor. Instead, he fosters cats and sponsors ass, a.k.a. a blonde box with a yoga mat and yoga pants.
How dare you!
So Rob, true. Is the rhyming a little off, or is...
it's absolutely... this is on Fernando. I think this is... it borders on free verse.
It's lost in translation.
Yeah, free verse. Yeah. We're not really doing meter here.
This is kind of like Hamilton.
Iambic pentameter.
Oscar F. Santana, a real scab picker, cackles and snickers doing sideshows on the low while Mike reads his kicker. Got 50 jobs, no slob or slouch, laughing like Tom Hanks in his money pit house. Poor Oscar, Oscar, can't afford a washer, but man, look at him posture.
Yeah.
One bad mofo, living stoveless like Rofo, because he has to go outside to cook his empanadas de lobster. That's all, Robs, and we have to move into our break. We want to thank everybody
thank
for the mailbag.
I got you to frame that.
Wonderful one today, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Fernando.
We love the poetry. Keep it coming.
Yes.
We will take a break, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll come back with some discipline for Oscar Santana and Diego.
Lady love, your love is peaceful like a summer's breeze.
Throughout history, man has sought the ability to conquer all things. He conquered nature, medicine, his enemies. But one thing always eluded him. Man could not conquer time. Until now, thanks to the new Mike O'Mara Show app, time has become man's minion. When you listen to TMOS on the new app, traveling back in time is as easy as hitting rewind. Stop time in its very tracks just by hitting pause. And if you want to travel into the future, where God knows what awaits you, a simple fast forward will get you there, if you dare. Plus, you can stream the show live as it happens thanks to TMOS Live. You can control time as long as you take the time to download the app and make sure you are running the updated version on time. Do it now! The updated TMOS app. Your passport to a great time. In the past, the present, and the future. Plus, TMOS Live. Always on, always there. And thank you for your time.
Lady
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Lost My Name. Remember the the amazing personalized books I told you about from Lost My Name? Michael still loves his, but now they have even more personalized books. The newest one is all about birthdays. It's easy to create a personalized Lost My Name book. I did it myself in minutes. Each child's story adventure is 100% unique, complete with hand-drawn illustrations on every page. The Lost My Name book is based on the letters of the child's name. So everyone is different. And the new personalized book, The Birthday Thief. Ooh, I got to get
that. Sounds great, doesn't it?
Oh, I'm ordering that today. That's got a story that changes based on your child's birth date. The story includes their name and their date of birth, including the year. It's great for birthdays, baby showers, or any kid from 0 to 8 years old. Rarely do I do a commercial that I haven't seen before that I'm telling you about that makes me want to actually leave the studio and order it right now because I want to get it before his birthday.
How great is it that they have one that teaches letters and one that teaches numbers?
It's perfect. Yeah.
Just go to lostmy.name to check out the new books and enter your little one's name for a free preview of their story. Once again, it's an unusual address, lostmy.name. Enter the code TMOS at checkout for 20% off your order. Visit lostmy.name, use the TMOS code, and do it today.
You can be a hero. I just did it for Sebastian, Mike, my nephew.
How old is he now?
He's 7 months old. Oh God, but I got him the book right when he was born, when I found out their name, because they kept it a secret, which was fine. And I said, all right, Sebastian. Works, and I just picked him up his second for the letters and numbers.
Yeah.
So three total. Oh, so it'll take him through his ones and twos and threes and four, and I'm like, this is great.
And with the name awesome. Sebastian, it's as thick as a phone book.
Yeah.
I mean, what happened to kids named Ed?
I got a neighbor named Sebastian.
You do?
Sebastian next door.
Oh,
to me.
Nice.
Absolutely. That's a guy that I
good
I
people,
with
those Sebastians.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Yesterday on the program, maybe the day before also, we've had two correctable moments on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Teaching moments, Mike.
Teachable moments
yes.
Here. We will start with the baseball moment yesterday when I believe it was Oscar Santana
yes.
who informed the world that the Washington Nationals, who have one of the best records in baseball, were mired in fourth place.
Fourth place.
This brought home to me when I received it. I'm not a Nats fan. I'm a Red Sox fan, so I don't pay attention. We were talking about the fact that baseball, not hot. When I realized that in Washington, D.C., based on the correspondence I received from the listening audience, baseball in Washington, D.C. is as hot as it's ever been. People are into the Nats. People are digging
the
Nats.
Have you gone to a weekday game?
You know what, Oscar? You got it. When a team is 9.5 games in first place,
DC loves a winner.
They'll lose in the playoffs.
You're really well.
They always have.
You know what I got next to the corrections for you? I got everybody talking about how bad their bullpen is and how their bullpen won't sustain them in the playoffs. But that doesn't matter. You said that the Nats were in fourth place.
I was
when in
technically
fact
correct.
The
well, there was a four in the
they
statistic.
They were in fourth place. I remember hearing that. And you know where I
well,
heard
not.
It.
Hold on. They're not in fourth
They were in before the All-Star break. They were in fourth place in the National League.
I think they have the fourth best record.
Fourth best record.
It's the record.
It's a four.
Boys, this is the problem. Boys, I have to tell you, in baseball, your record is your divisional record. How far in front they are.
Right, so what are they?
They're the leading their division.
No, but
are they? First of all, have you been to any games?
This year, no. Last year, I went to four games.
Hey, there's that number again.
Yes. And thanks to Todd Moore.
I think it's finally time to really, for both of you, to come clean with your true feeling about sports.
I make
just
no bones about
your,
it.
I'm not saying you.
Well, Mike's trying to explain to me that he is right and I am wrong.
Exactly.
And he is right technically.
Yeah. Well, no, there's no technical about it. He's right.
I actually think I said on the air that we are the wrong forum to talk about
now,
fandom.
You did say that.
Yeah.
You did say that.
I made that very clear, right? Yeah.
I think the first person to call Oscar on it is actually, and I want to do a shout out, it's Carrie's cousin, who she just saw for the first time
cousins!
In about 35 years. His name is Mike Harrell. We had dinner with him about a week ago, and do you know, in that week, he started listening and subscribed to the bonus show?
Really? Well,
that's wonderful.
So I wanted to do a shout-out to Mike, my cousin, who I met for the first time.
8 years.
Yeah.
Maybe the whole family will start listening at some point.
Well, most of the family.
Yes, most of the family. Let me make it clear with this teachable moment we have. Okay, Oscar.
Yes.
In the National League East, your Washington Nationals have a 9.5 game lead over the Atlanta Braves.
Okay.
So, and they are 10.5 games in front of the Florida Marlins. Mm. They are 12 games in front of the Mets, and they are 22.5 games, Alan Wenzel, in front of the lowly Philadelphia Phillies.
But tickets are so easy to get to see the Phils. That's
so
good.
So you do not look at them in context of the entire league, the NL Central and the NL West. You look at them in their division at this stage in the middle of the season.
Where I heard that was on an ESPN sports update. That's all I heard when they were breaking all the shows down, all the teams down before the All-Star break.
Right.
It's not like I picked up a newspaper or went to natitude.com or whatever website they'd have.
What Oscar actually heard, Mike, on ESPN is they said, come forth and see the Nationals play.
Well,
and he heard the word fourth. And
I was like, oh, that's a four. I'll remember that number.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
The discussion we were having was the discussion about baseball, and I was talking about I don't have my same mojo for baseball that I've had before. My Red Sox, who I was oblivious to the fact that they were 3.5 games in front of the Yankees.
Right.
And I'm psyched about that.
Yeah.
But once again, it speaks to the level of interest. Here's the way I look at it. You can correct me if I'm wrong.
All right.
Both of you boys are not averse to attending a sporting event.
No.
That's fun.
Yeah.
But both of you could really give a rat's ass about sports in any way. If you're at a game, you'll enjoy it, but you don't follow sports. Even
if it got to a point where the game started really mattering. Like, I followed
playoffs
like what, the Nationals?
Yeah, I would if they made the playoffs. Like, I followed
But you really wouldn't care.
I guess not.
You don't like sports games. You've said it. You resent athletes.
Well, but also, remember yesterday I said that I sensed in the area, like just my immediate circle of friends and family, that they are following the Nats. I did say that.
They are following the Nats.
But I don't.
You have kind of an interest occasionally. We've discussed golf because you will.
I will look at golf.
Because your family used to look at it. The fact is, but neither Oscar or Rob have ever had the experience that I have had, which is a passionate,
a heartstring connection.
But that started a childhood for you, Mike. On my end, if it were soccer. Like I would be
when
all
you get it back to the psychiatrist couch.
No, it's not here. That. It's cultural for us. Okay. I didn't even. My parents didn't care about sports. I was the first one to get my dad to drag me to an Orioles game at Memorial Stadium when I was a kid.
Beautiful park.
And, he's like, "Why would we go there?" And I said, "Dad, it's the Orioles."
And you had no desire to. Did you participate in any traditional sports in like middle school
like
or high
Little
school?
League?
My parents would only let me play soccer. I wanted to play football.
That counts.
I played football freshman year in high school.
From my nephew, he went to Division I and became a Division I college athlete.
Yeah, but it will always be the sport of the foreign.
And, by the way, I would just like to say, my nephew, who is now what 30 something, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's up there. You can tell he's a Division I athlete. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
The one thing was, I was going on a power walk up here in Maine. I think it was 2 years ago. And I'm sitting there going, man, this is a long walk. It's kind of warm. And I hear thump, 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 thump. And he's coming by. He's not. This is to call this jogging would be an insult to anybody who's ever run. He is at a dead sprint.
Right.
And he's on like his fifth mile. And he's just going thump, 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 thump. That's the when you get to a major college.
What
and
I
you
hate
play
is
sports at
when
that
you
college,
run into an athlete that's exercising like that, and you say, "Why are you doing this?" To kick this hangover. It's like, F you.
Yes, I know. I had a slice of pizza.
You know
last
what
night.
Fascinates me about sports these days?
Yeah.
Is contracts and how the dollars break down. They really do. Yeah. For example,
I'll buy a ticket for that.
No, and that's at this
I'm
point
not
going
to allow either one of you to get off the main thrust.
I don't
of
think
this discussion.
I think what you're going after we've owned for years.
I know you have. I'm just pointing it out though because yesterday when we were talking about the Nats, and
Mike, you didn't know the Red Sox were in first place. You don't have to be a sports fan not to know the facts and the figures. I'm not a nerd, Nick Moody's.
Well, no, I understand.
Hi, Barb.
Hey, hi, Barb. Chuck.
Chuck.
How are you?
Chuck is a notorious grunter. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I just wanted to explain that. Here's the thing. Will you give me this?
Yes.
That as we get to the end of the season, if my Boston Red Sox
not the question
maintain their season the way it is right now, I will become more and more passionate. And then when it comes to getting into the postseason, I will. Not miss a game. I will watch every inning of every game. I still have a passion for that spectator sport.
Yes.
I do. To a lesser extent, I still have a passion for my Washington Capitals and my New York Giants.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When they are in it, I can probably begin to quote you the players that are significant, the guys that have the statistics, and the opposing players too. Did that most recently in the NHL playoffs when the Washington Capitals went out and tried to get to the next round, but they were unsuccessful.
Right.
And against Pittsburgh. It was frustrating. I will say this, that I truly,
Mike, you
truly,
should
truly,
say the date right now or hold up today's newspaper because that statement could have been said for many, many years in the past.
Yeah, it sucks.
On my end, the one thing that keeps me out of really getting into these sports and I got to be honest with you, is that everybody I work with outside of this room doesn't want to talk about sports, and they don't even want to deal with it outside of what they do for a living, right?
Well, so, we could talk for hours about your radio partner, Chad Dukes, but, and talk about the fact that he's handcuffed with that horrible subject every day.
But I,
you know, talking to Mike Wise and, you know, just suffering through another one of
those
broadcasts.
He's not even there anymore.
But, you know, well, no, I mean, Wise. You know, but I mean, doesn't he bring him in occasionally to be interviewed? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't even,
you know,
I think,
like from, I think from Wise Friday morning ESPN quarterback, now. Let's please welcome, you know,
after we finish the show, ask
Zippy
me, Mike.
Zippy McZippolix. I would have a
I love WJFK, and I listen all the time. So if you want to talk about it.
I think the Junkies still have their old show, but they have to talk about sports sometimes. When I listen to the Junkies, it reminds me of the old sports Junkies, and it's just
they came to the business with a passion for sports. Their cable access show was predicated on sports, so they do still love it.
Yeah.
You know, I will tell you,
their situation is money.
So I understand you don't want to deal with that, but I think Rob, in your case, it's a little different than Oscar.
Well, Mike,
Oscar,
as you know,
I come from
a broken home.
There it is.
Okay. Oh, nobody threw a ball with you.
It's true.
Remember, Mike, I bought the season tickets to the Redskins,
but it's a business opportunity. You didn't think in terms.
No, I'll tell you this: I went to six games, and then I couldn't give the tickets away.
Literally,
give them.
Yeah,
give them
I'm
away.
Still proud. I'm still proud of the fact that I went to FedEx Field one time. One time.
Great
and
experience.
That was it. Oh, God, the worst. Worst fan experience I've ever had in my life.
By all rights, I should be a Redskins fan. I come from a family of big Redskins fans. And when they brought me home from the hospital, there was a Sonny Jurgensen poster over my crib. But the fact is,
a resented athlete.
I even got to work with the Redskins, where they treated me horribly.
I'm talking about your childhood growing up through high school.
It wasn't me.
Middle school.
It wasn't me.
I've asked you this over the years. Yeah. Were you ever recruited based on your height? Being tall,
a lot of people
big,
always said.
Recruited?
A lot of people
been a
always
great blindside
said.
Guy.
for Sandra Bullock,
yeah, okay.
A lot of people said, you know what, you'd be good at is football. But those are the same people that say you'd be a good weatherman. They're just seeing a fat guy. That's all they're seeing. And so I didn't have the interest. I think it troubled my dad a little bit. He's okay with it now. But my dad played sports and he was quite an athlete. So.
I was bummed because I was recruited for two sports in college. And they were neither one of the sports that I felt passion for. I loved hockey.
Mm-hmm.
I never even got into varsity baseball because I got cut in sophomore year. Devastated, crushed, and decided to pivot to hockey where I lettered in hockey. But I never was a good enough hockey player to play at any level. When I went to my first college, I don't know if I've talked about this a lot, I was recruited to row crew.
You've
Marist
mentioned
College.
It. Yeah, you have. Oh, when you were Bill O'Reilly's roommate.
I was recruited. But the only reason I was recruited to row for Marist was because my family had a relationship with the coach, Gary Caldwell, who went on to do some very significant coaching in crew. But the fact that it was on the Hudson River at 5:30 in the morning, your boy got into the school and then kind of went, I really don't like doing this. And I didn't row. And then on a club level, when I was at American University, I'm talking full court press. The club rugby teams wanted me bad.
Really?
Apparently, I had the rugby build where they wanted me bad, and I never did rugby because I found it a little worrisome that every time I'd see these guys at the at the tavern or at a party outside, one of them would stand up on a bar table and drop his pants. So I decided that I wouldn't do that. That was it.
So you got into theater? What happened?
I got into I got into radio actually at AU, but I got into theater at Marist.
Yeah,
so I kind of did what Rob did.
Yeah.
You want to know the saddest story of all is that in high school I lettered in theater.
Yeah, didn't you do Theater Olympics?
No,
theater sports.
Oh, but there's my God. Not,
comedy
it's
sports.
Real, it's no. not a real letter. It's not a real letter.
It's the same one that the athletes got.
Yeah, doesn't count. Doesn't count.
I have it somewhere in a box. It's a nice big red
from now, from now on, when we talk Nats, we'll make sure we have the stats in front of us.
Nats stats!
When we come back, it's more discipline. It's time for some marijuana discipline with our own pothead Diego. When we come back. So great. You know, when I get a show like this, writes itself. All I have to come in is discipline people every day.
Nats stats!
Nats stats!
Let's get to know our friend at KCJJ, Steve Bridges. Did you know that Steve has been on the air since 1965? That's nearly 100 years. He is a member of the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He got the nickname Captain Steve when he served at Pearl Harbor. Steve invented the phrase, the 10th caller wins. He wears glasses not for vision, but only to make himself look smarter. Steve played Mickey in the popular 1950s show Circus Boy. His cartoon-styled voice inspired the character of Joe Rocket. And he owns and operates the mighty 1630 KCJJ, the terrestrial flagship broadcast home of the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009, which happens to be the best show on KCJJ. Thank you, Steve, and thank you, KCJJ. You are the best.
1630 KCJJ.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Looking good doesn't need to cost a fortune. There is a solution. It's called 5-4 Club.
Yes.
It's revolutionizing the way men shop people. Each month, they send you a curated box of 2 to 3 items that are hand-picked to match the current season and your style. It's like Christmas on your doorstep. They've been helping men with fashion for over 15 years, and they ship to over 100,000 men every single month. They know what they're doing, so if you don't, that's okay. 5-4 Club will help you build your wardrobe 1 month at a time. I love this. This is so much fun. It's important. When you look good, you feel good. That's a fact, Jack. You get $120 worth of clothes for just $60 a month. Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time. There are no commitments. You know why they don't do that? Because the commitments aren't necessary, because they know you're going to love the clothes.
That's awesome.
That's easy. As a 5-4 Club member, you'll also receive up to 50% off items in their online shop and access to exclusive members-only items, free shipping, and size exchanges. Go to 54club.com right now and enter promo code TMOS, and they'll give you 50% off your first month's package plus a free pair of sunglasses. I love the t-shirts. I love the golf shirts. I love the jeans. Rob loves the jeans. Rob loves the hoodies.
Oh,
Oscar
yeah.
loves the shirts. Mm. We love 5-4 Club. 50% off your first package at 5-4 Club, spelled FIVEFOUR club.com. Promo code TMOS. 54club.com. Promo code TMOS. And we thank you. Got a quickie break here, but I do have to do this as well. Alethea, our good friend Alethea Sanders.
Yeah, so sweet.
Spotlighted the fact that you do not need a male and a female marijuana plant, Diego, to have smokable weed. You just need the seeds from the male plant to grow the flower, which is the I'm hoping I'm doing
Mike,
it justice.
Mike, these hydroponics are amazing.
Quick correction, yes. though. It was listener Ariel Brown that mentioned it in the fan club.
No, Diego, correction. I probably got 11 messages, okay?
I'm sorry,
That's how it went down, okay? I'm just spotlighting one of the many that I received.
I'd like to offer a correction to him.
I didn't know these went to you, Mike.
Don't correct the host.
Never again.
You didn't know what went to me.
I know you got these complaints about this topic.
I get comments on the show.
Yeah, he's all known, Diego.
Mike, are you on this topic? Hold it, Mike. You're on Facebook?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, didn't know you engaged, Mike.
Yeah.
Exactly. Let me see.
Correction.
Hey, Diego, does it hurt your feelings knowing that you have essentially made your life about pot and you still know nothing about it?
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of proud of that, actually, because that means I don't know too much about it.
No, then you're just a consumer.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
That means I'm not a pothead.
You know what? A poser.
A poser.
Because you really did offer your flawed info with authority. And you know what it turned out?
What?
It's fake news.
I'm going to take a page out of Oscar and say that what
take
I said.
Take a page out of Oscar.
Oscar.
Let me share Alethea's message, Adrian. Adrian does not know what he's talking about. You do not need a male plant in order to get smokable weed. You just need a female marijuana plant. All you need is the female to flower. You only need the male if you want seeds. And then she goes on to talk about but I'm not going to share the rest of it because she was talking about a man she was married to who was an enthusiast and pretty funny because she's a funny lady. But that's I will not violate her privacy. Alethea, if I have permission to, let me know sometime, but I don't right now, so I won't.
Mike, I threw some Miracle-Gro into my pot plant. Hopefully that'll help.
Never hurts.
Yeah, never
I may have gotten a little intel last evening. Had my my buddy, Zach, who came over with his lady last night for dinner.
Yeah.
And may have gotten some insight into where we found these products. And
doesn't it seem that everyone knows more than Adrian?
Everyone. But up here, everybody knows everybody.
So I was
gonna, I don't want
the
to
intel
that.
Was this was not a selling thing. This was not a selling thing.
A consuming.
Was, this was a personal use thing.
And it was an awful lot for that, huh?
Like a ton of it. Like a ton of it.
The stickiest of the ickiest.
Up here, it's a pretty popular little sport, like it is in many parts of the country. But Adrian, so are you enlightened now about this this pot situation?
Technically, nothing I said was incorrect.
Okay, go ahead. Explain yourself. Then go ahead. Explain yourself. That's what I got.
How do you make the cake?
Right.
All right, so it is true that only the female plant can grow buds, but that is the only thing I left out. I did say that female plants and male plants can grow, and they can mate and have plants.
I swear to God, our ratings are going through the roof here. I swear to God, this is okay.
And that is not untrue.
We start with anime, and then we got weed. And this is better than anything you can get anywhere on radio.
Tell me about it.
It truly is. Truly is. This is exactly what our show is.
And for context, this conversation stemmed from another DC resident gifting legally a plant to Shannon and I, which we planted and hoped for the best. This is where all stem from.
It needs to get sunshine, right? It needs to get sunshine.
Lots of sun, lots of water. That's very right. Thirsty. And lots love. Of cotton mouth.
Yeah, showing a little love. Never hurts. Right. Yeah. Stay tuned for Nats facts.
Adrian, do you? Yeah. So you just need the female plant. Fact.
Correct. Right. And Alethea, how are you going to do me like that, girl? How are you going to do me like that? How are you going to call me out like that?
So once again, Mike, the bottom line is Adrian needs a female and has none.
Don't do Diego like that.
Yeah, don't do him like that. Don't do him like that.
Yeah. I took your phone call once, Alethea, and I spelled your name right.
You're so sensitive.
You really are.
It's like we've insulted his family. We've never seen the side of him before.
Because I'm enjoying it.
This is a
topic
close
to my heart.
By the
way, here's a dumb question. I don't know whether you can answer it. How do you recognize the male or the female plant?
I heard
a big penis
on Wide Open Wednesday yesterday that it was like some sort of nutsack or something.
No. What it is, Mike, is the female marijuana plant is a lousy driver.
There it is. That's
she's
it.
She's always swerving like she's high.
That's right. That's it. Sorry. It's news time. Got to take a break
again. Don't be sorry. This is the best part.
Thank you very much. All right, potheads.
Grow lights.
Grow lights or your backyard.
Mike, somebody sent me a link to Amazon from our page for grow lights. They said, settle down, everybody. Let's just see how this one plant works on the roof, now in the backyard.
It's just a song about a boy and his magical dragon.
Well, you remember the Mike O'Mara Show slogan.
What's that?
If you smoke something, say something.
That's right.
We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Rob Mara from the Rob and Joe Show.
Hey.
It's that time of the year again, a new Rob and Joe promo. Joe's not even here. We're that lazy. Our fearless leader, Mike O'Mara, said, we need new promos. And 7 months later, here I am. Yes, that's how creative we are. Check back for our next promo in 12 years when we break down the great Anthony Weiner, Mel Gibson presidential race. Rob and Joe Show, new episodes every week. Subscribe on iTunes. Download us on the app, robandjoeshow.com. See you in 2028, the year of the oxen.
Those boys will be in next week.
Good.
We spoke to them yesterday.
Promos when they come in, right?
Absolutely. That's when they do it, yeah.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. News you may not need, brought to you by That's It. Have you ever heard the ingredients on the label of your snacks? It's just gross. Yep. It really is. Added sugars, preservatives, concentrates, chemicals you can't even recognize. I want to tell you about some amazing fruit bars. That's It fruit bars. They're phenomenal. Mm. They are only fruit. That's right. The only ingredient in these bars are fruit and fruit and fruit. That's it. That's why they named it That's It. You can find them at Whole Foods, CVS, Starbucks, and you will love them. My favorite flavor is the apple cherry. I love the blueberry as well.
Ooh,
they are delicious. They are super, super foods. They're a great source of fiber. Zero fat, zero. Convenient for on the go. I don't know how they get the flavor into it, but they absolutely explode with flavor. And that is a wonderful experience, especially when you're used to trying all the chemical-laden snack bars that are terrible. And these bars are also great for kids. I love that. An easy and delicious way to get that serving of fruit in your diet that you're missing. And we love them. That's It is offering my listeners an amazing deal. Go to thatsitfruit.com and enter the code TMOS at checkout to save 10% off your order. Do what we did and try these bars. You're going to love them. Again, go to thatsitfruit.com. Enter my code TMOS at checkout to save 10% off the order. Your taste buds and your body will thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
Woo!
Boo. They really are yummy.
They're great.
I love them. A year ago, I would have said this was a joke, but now, who knows, ladies and gentlemen? Kid Rock posted a photo on Twitter yesterday of a campaign yard sign that says Kid Rock for U.S. Senate.
Oh, boy.
There it is. And this might be real. He's talked about it before, and back in February, his name supposedly got tossed around at a Republican Party convention in his home state of Michigan. I don't think anything's impossible in the world of politics anymore. I really don't.
But he'd have to run under his real name, whatever it is, right? He can't be Kid Rock.
Yeah, what's his real name? Like Archie Manning or something like that?
I think it is Archie Manning.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Rock the vote.
What?
There
you are.
And I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
So he posts a photo. Along with it, he writes, I have a ton of emails and text asking if this website is real. Then he linked to the site kidrockforsenate.com. And he said the answer is an absolute yes.
Wow, we need another
vote for him.
We need a president. We need a senator with a hat.
He was great on MTV.
Yeah.
The website looks like it could be legit, but so far there's just some merchandise you can buy. A Kid Rock for U.S. Senate t-shirt, a yard sign, and a bumper sticker. Kid Rock.
David Sheryl Crow, right, good if I'm not mistaken?
Boned Sheryl Crow. Yeah.
That's a great song, by the way. That's one of my favorite songs.
It's nice.
Anyway, let's move right along after just thinking about Kid Rock. Making my head hurt. TMZ released more videos of Shia LaBeouf throwing tantrums after his arrest in Katie Powers' land, Savannah, Georgia, over the weekend. There's even more enraged, drunken race baiting. And by the way, he was out partying with Katie Forbes Von Herman.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was that on Cake and Cookies?
Yeah.
The latest videos have Shia telling the black cop he's going to hell and telling the white cop that he must be feeling ashamed because his wife prefers black men. Oh, boy. Oh,
yeah.
Way to go, Shia.
That's right after he and Dan Von Herman shared a joint.
Yes. Some bud.
Some high-quality Savannah weed.
Shia released a statement last night admitting that he'd sunk to, quote, a new low. He said, quote, I'm deeply ashamed of my behavior and make no excuse for it. My actions warrant a very sincere apology to the arresting officers, and I am grateful for their restraint. My outright disrespect for authority is problematic, to say the least, and completely destructive, to say the worst. I've been struggling with addiction publicly for far too long, and I am actively taking steps towards securing my sobriety and hope I can be forgiven for my mistakes. Let me just say, if you're going to apologize,
did a good job with that, don't you think?
That's a well-written apology right there. Yeah. And, you know, I think that I hope he gets the help he needs.
Yeah.
I
you can come back from saying before. Racist things.
Hooray! There you go.
100%.
Anybody see this last night? Peyton Manning made fun of Kevin Durant at the ESPY Awards in L.A.
Such a non-story. It's so bad.
Because the video was great. He made fun of Kevin Durant for signing with Golden State last season just to win a championship. Kevin did not seem amused. That's why I went and looked at the video, and that's why I'm reporting on it, because it was funny to see him not smiling.
I think it's hilarious.
It is funny. They showed his reaction on the Jumbotron so everyone at home in the audience could see it, and he never even cracked a smile. Peyton's joke was actually pretty solid. He said the U.S. women's gymnastics team was so dominant at the Olympics that Kevin Durant wants to play for them next year. I think that's great.
Did you get the feeling it was planned?
Yes, it doesn't matter if it was or it wasn't. It was still
but
funny.
If you're sitting at home and you're expecting a boring ESPYs and you see that, you're like, yes!
Something, finally.
It's fun. Something! Yeah.
It's fun. They shake it up a little bit. And the thing is, the reason I think it's a setup, even his mom, Wanda, who was sitting next to him, she laughed, but Kevin just stared Peyton down. It was funny.
Yeah,
it was
nice deadpan.
You didn't like it because you don't like sports.
I don't. I like Wanda.
That's right.
I like mothers.
Thank you. There are a lot of famous debates about what people in different regions call different things. Soda versus pop.
Yeah.
Sub versus hoagie. One of the most significant debates really just started heating up this week on Twitter. What do you call the shoes you wear when you exercise? According to a study by Harvard...
It's never come up.
45.5% of people call them sneakers. I'm probably in the sneaker category.
Sneakers.
Yeah. It says here sneakers, mostly in the Northeast. 41.3% call them tennis shoes. And the rest use other terms like gym shoes or just plain shoes. What about kicks? Weren't they kicks a while back?
I think kicks is just shoes in general.
Oh,
you know what?
Really? Kicks are for kids.
I thought
kicks were sneakers.
an old school one is Keds. Are you wearing your Keds? Yeah.
Right.
But sneakers, Robert is a big... As I said, it's old school.
He's a sneakerhead.
Robert is a sneakerhead, and he always uses the word sneaker, never dashes.
Apparently, lots of people had no idea there was any other term than the one they use, so the reactions on social media are trending towards disbelief. Duh.
My dad calls them zapatos.
What does that mean?
Yeah. Shoes.
Imagine that. Half the country going, tennis shoes? What?
Let's fight.
Anyway, let's fight about it. Kim Kardashian didn't wear a bra. What? Have you ever gone somewhere and it took longer to... This is for you guys. This story is specifically for all of you. Have you ever gone somewhere and it took longer to find parking than it did to drive there?
Every day. According to a new study,
The average American wastes 17 hours a year looking for, I shouldn't say every day. According to a new study, the average American wastes 17 hours a year looking for parking spots, and in big cities, way worse. New Yorkers waste 107 hours a year looking for parking, which is more than any other city.
It's
that's
like
about
20
four
minutes
and a half
a day.
Days.
20
it's
minutes
incredible.
A day. You do it. Yeah.
Oscar Santani, when
I,
you want
to
weigh
when
in
I,
on this?
When I don't stay at the studio, right?
Right.
And I drive home maybe to change or take a quick shower. I drive home. I would say the guys here in the studio leave 10 to 20 minutes after me.
Right.
On a regular basis, I will see the guys who have left 20 to 30 minutes really sometimes after me drive by me as I'm fighting for parking.
Yeah.
And I will wave at them. I'm like, hi.
I always pretend not to see.
Yeah.
It's the highlight of my
day. So that is literally, I never thought about it. It takes me 20 minutes in the midday in Georgetown to find parking.
Yeah.
New York's got the biggest one. The rest of the top five cities are LA, 85 hours. San Fran, 83 hours. DC, 65 hours.
Blew my mind.
And Seattle, there's a surprise. Not really, if you've been to Seattle. Seattle is... 58 hours.
I thought the Space Needle was a big garage.
Yeah. It's park it's in the Space Needle.
And now a little something something, ladies and gentlemen. 39-year-old Lorenzo McNair got pulled over in Key West, Florida early yesterday morning because his license plate was blocked. The cop smelled marijuana. There you go.
Hey,
there it is again. The cop smelled weed, so he searched Lorenzo's car. He didn't find weed, but he did find a suspicious Cookie Monster doll. The cop thought that it felt a little heavy, so he cut it open, and he found about two-thirds of a pound of cocaine hidden inside the Cookie Monster doll. Lorenzo was arrested, charged with cocaine trafficking and possession of drug equipment. When asked for comment, Cookie Monster simply said, "Me hate Florida! Florida full of wet jobs!"
Do you think Cookie Monster puts all the cocaine on his gums because he doesn't have a nose?
Key West, you've been there, Oscar. Key West, drug addicts.
C is for cocaine. That's good enough for me.
Blow, 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 blow. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with the audio vault. And Rob Spiewak right after this, everybody.
Fantastic. Exciting. New. Does twice the work in half the time. It's Ponyboy 3000. If you have TMOS trouble, he'll fix it before you can say Sugar Glider. He solves every problem, retrieves any password, defrags any disk. It's Ponyboy 3000. He speaks, he smokes, he moves at the speed of sound. The Ponyboy 3000, always ready to assist you. Ponyboy at MikeOMaraShow.com. Get ready for the fun.
What?
Kim Kardashian didn't wear a bra.
Sneakers? What? Do it for a video. Hold on.
I had a dream about
what?
My parents yelling at Shannon and I at our wedding.
Yes.
For staring at our phones and not hanging out with the family. That's a nightmare dream.
Mike, to really make that phone scenario work, you have to have one earbud hanging out of your ear.
What? Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Ain't no use in talking if no one hears you, right?
Right.
So when you buy something on Amazon.com, say something, please, to us. Show a little pride. Come on, Hamilton. While you're shopping, remember, access Amazon through our website. or our app, please. And if you buy something, say something, like Rob Spiewak will demonstrate right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Hooray for Mark Kaplan of San Francisco.
Hooray!
He just bought a Logitech 9080-000910 Bluetooth audio adapter for Bluetooth streaming from Amazon through our website. So now he can stream the show from his phone via the app to his home stereo, and he finally knows what the aux button is for. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, sir.
Shopping on Amazon.com this way changes nothing for you, means everything to us. You are the sunshine of our financial solar panel. So shine on, you thing of beauty. Please shop Amazon and please access it via TMOS. Use the app or go through our website. Now go and spend money, and we thank you. Without further ado, open up the audio vault. Thursday, July 13, 2017. Rob Spiewak.
If Johnny Carson was alive, he would be in England right now for Wimbledon. He always went. And a couple tapes here from Wimbledon. They are so strict.
They're so strict
about their dress code at Wimbledon. They say you have to dress entirely in white, right?
Oh, I see.
They still do it. You still have to wear tennis whites in Wimbledon.
A Wimbledon nerd.
But did you know you're not even allowed to wear black underpants?
Now, we wanted to bring you something from the boys' doubles, because when Zsombor Piros of Hungary and Wu Yibing of China, the number one seeds, were playing, they came out and they broke very strict Wimbledon rules. Because they were not, those are pants, right? Those are underpants, because those boys were not wearing the correct colour pants. I'm sure you could see they were wearing black underpants, and obviously they're not allowed to do that. They have to wear white underpants.
All right, can you stop it there for a second?
That's, you've heard it. That's
okay,
it.
And if they're wearing black underpants.
Yes.
They're what? Men only wear black underpants for one reason.
Oh, my God.
It's the truth. Correct?
I've never thought about
this. I believe you're right, yeah.
Yes. Rob and I have been having a lot of memory moments lately.
What happens with black underpants?
Nothing. We can't.
It's camouflage. Can't say it. Camouflage.
I don't get it.
Yeah, well, that's
camouflage
what I'm asking.
For marks to skid.
Yeah.
But
if
they're
you're
athletes.
Wearing black underpants, if you're wearing black underpants, now listen, guys wear multicolored underwear. I know that they offer that now, but the fact is, if you're wearing black underpants and you wear that regularly, you're wearing it because you don't want to. You know, sure.
What are all
if you're
the
wearing tidy whiteies?
Get it.
You know?
I get it. I get it. What are all the guys here in the studio wearing? What are you wearing, Mike? What color?
Let me hold on. I got to look. Let's look. I am wearing a pair of Hanes boxers with a checkered pattern on them.
I'm wearing dark blue boxers.
Oh, look at this flavor
that I bought in a pack that came with a mixture of gray and blue. Gray and blue.
Okay. All right. Very good.
I've got a midnight blue on.
Nice.
Boxer brief.
Midnight blue. What are you? What about you, Pony?
Underoos.
Black.
Oh, Pony, you're a skid guy.
Pony skid.
Hey, buddy. This is a 10 show today. This is a total 10
Mike,
show.
Black underwear
this
after,
is a show
after
you
pasta
just send
night.
Out to a radio station. Diego, I have to ask. Go ahead.
I am wearing some navy blue Hanes.
Everybody's kind of wearing dark colors. Yeah. Maybe time has passed me by. Anyway, continue with the tape. I
No, that tape we have completed. Also yesterday was sort of surprising. Andy Murray lost in the quarterfinals to Sam Querrey. And,
what kind of underwear was he wearing?
He was
a Washington Castle, Sam Querrey.
He was wearing like white mesh.
Oh, God.
Breathable.
You know, my little guy, I have to share this. My little guy, he is between sizes right now.
Oh, that's a tough
place
to be.
And it is so hysterical because he's got his, like, I forgot what they might be Calvin Klein. It's hysterical. And he's wearing the briefs, and he just doesn't even have the sense of underwear anymore. So he'll go pee-pee, and we'll hike up his briefs that he has on, and his entire Schwanstucker will be on the left side of the briefs. And he's, like, walking around with it. You know, it's all on the left side. He's like, I said, Michael, you have to kind of put that away. He's like, what? You know, and it's just tough.
See, you got to correct that now, because I have a neighbor that answers the door like that.
Yeah. How old is he?
It's a cultural thing.
48. You don't want to do that. Anyway, so Andy Murray did a very sad press conference yesterday, and he was quick to answer a reporter a question. He was pretty bummed about it.
Sam is the first U.S. player to reach a major semifinal since 2009. How would you describe
male player?
I beg your pardon?
Male player, right?
Yes. Yeah. First male player. That's for sure.
He qualified it because Serena has made it for the past 7 years, and he didn't want to make it so obvious that it was the first American player.
I do, too.
Means
he knows his sport, and he's paying attention to who wins.
He has respect for the
means
sport.
Means he's a dedicated player.
Speaking of Serena Williams, this is something that I've always thought about. When you win a sporting event or something, and they hand you a big check, not like a big cardboard check, but it's an actual check for a $1 million prize, What do you do? Serena talks about it here. This is a great story.
What was that feeling like when you got that first $1 million check?
I never touched it.
Never touched it.
Never touched it. I just put it in the bank. And I remember I went through the drive-thru to deposit my check. And then they were like, I think you need to come in for this. And so I ended up going inside. So I was just like...
just put it in my account.
Just put it in my
account. But did you like stare at it for a while? Or did you like...
I should have took a picture of it. And like, you know, like selfies didn't exist back then.
Exactly.
Right?
Selfies did.
Can you imagine getting into the drive-thru and opening the tube and putting in a $1 million check and sending it to the teller? Thump.
I know how I'd react if I got a $1 million check.
What?
Yeah, boy.
Foxwoods.
Yeah, boy.
Straight to Foxwoods.
Did you see the video of Woody Allen performing jazz at Hamburg?
No.
He's doing a jazz festival in Hamburg. He plays the clarinet. That's what Woody does.
How old is Woody Allen?
I think he's got to be 80 now. Easy.
I don't wish death on anyone. I'm over Woody Allen. Like, I'm over him being a pervert.
Yeah.
I'm over him being avant-garde.
I might be with you on that.
Jerry.
Might be with you on that one.
You know?
I'm
over the torrid love affair with his stepdaughter.
Yes. Yeah. Sun Yi. Yeah.
I think I'm probably squarely in the camp. Look, I believe in second chances. I believe in movie. But at the same time, with Woody Allen, it's just like, I don't know. I can't get over that creepiness.
It's a weird creepiness thing. He was
like my age and he was pursuing that.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's kind of nasty.
He was doing a jazz concert in Hamburg, and topless protesters rushed the stage, women with things written on their body about abusive relationships.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of his jazz concert. So here you're going to get to hear angry, topless, yelling Germans and Woody Allen playing clarinet. Leonard Zelig.
People don't forget Woody.
They don't. And you know what? That's a valid piece of advice for the Germans as well.
Yeah.
Rob.
Just so you know.
Way to work WW2 into it.
And let us close with this. Andy Breivik has done some production for us in the past, and he's found something that Oscar likes to say and has encapsulated it. This is something maybe you'll be... This is you know what? We started the show with a poem.
Verbal crutches, please.
And now we end with a tribute.
I think you might have previewed that in a pre-show. I've been saying that for my entire career, and it is lifted from Adam Carolla when he used to be on Loveline.
Right.
So I can't, if you catch me saying anything else, that's fine. But that is a bit that's been done
as
for
I
years.
Said, it's a tribute. It's
so but that is such. That's not even a verbal crutch. I do that on purpose.
You know what? Let's take it from the beginning.
Please. I think you might have previewed that in a pre-show.
Keep them coming, Andy. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Ringtone, I'll take.
Ringtone.
I love it.
Thank you, sir.
It, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Black underwear.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.